This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Arson charges have been filed against an Elmer Township man in connection with a fire that destroyed recreational vehicles on December the 8th. Harry Wellington Argue, age 61, allegedly set fire to two travel trailers and is charged with two misdemeanor counts of arson of personal property, $200 or more, but less than $1,000. The recreational vehicles that were set on fire were located in the 2000 block of West French Line Road in Elmer Township. Argue is scheduled for a pre-trial hearing at 9 a.m. on Monday, December the 22nd, and is free on bail after posting a $5,000 bond. And another local and regional news. Sanilac County Sheriff Paul Rich has announced three new deputies have joined his department after their successful graduation from the Oakland Police Academy on December the 12th. Deputies Arlene Stocker of Marlette, Carter Miller of Marlette, and Cole McLaughlin of Yale were each officially sworn in on Monday, December the 15th. They each completed the rigorous academy training that was sponsored by the Sheriff's Department. Their graduation marks the culmination of months of intensive academic instruction, physical training, and hands-on skill development designed to prepare them for the responsibilities of modern law enforcement, according to Sheriff Rich. All three deputies who were assigned to the Uniformed Services Division will begin an intensive field training program. That structured field training program is designed to further develop their skills, knowledge, and decision-making abilities under the guidance of experienced field training officers, ensuring that they are fully prepared for solo law enforcement patrol. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national or at more local and regional news right after this.
Have you been searching for a used vehicle from a dealer who stands behind their inventory? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. Every vehicle we sell that is part of our regular inventory comes with a warranty at no cost to you. And unlike other dealers, we don't charge finance fees and we don't charge dock fees. We're also open to a reasonable negotiation and give fair trades. This week's featured vehicle starts off with a 2019 Ford F-150 XLT FX4 and already set up to tackle Michigan winters with WeatherTech floor mats, heated cloth seats, and remote start. It also has power folding mirrors, Bluetooth, and a 5-liter V8 engine. It has 74,000 miles and we're asking $29,980. If you're looking for a car, we just got in a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, collision detection, and it has 43,000 miles and we're asking $19,980. And if you're in the market for an SUV, I have a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has heated leather seats, a power liftgate, and a 3.6 V6 with only 48,000 miles. Take it home for just $22,980. And last up, we have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. It's four-wheel drive, has a heated steering wheel and heated leather seats, towing package, and a neutral transfer case. It has a 3.2 V6 with 86,000 miles, and we're asking $13,580.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a continued look at your local and regional news next. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners have approved two resolutions during Tuesday's meeting. The commissioners honor Information Systems Director Nancy Rich for her years of service to the county. Rich started her 20-year career with the county as a part-time Information Systems Director and took over as IT Director in the year 2016. The board recognized her for all she's done in working with other departments and helping them with setting up technology. Commissioners also noted it was her expertise that has kept the county up to date with technological advances. The other resolution that was also approved was changing the name of a department. The board approved changing the name of the Sanilac County Emergency Center to its new name, the Sanilac County Central Dispatch Center. And another local and regional news. A former Michigan Lutheran Seminary teacher is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly engaging in a sexual relationship with a student, according to court records. Authorities say 31-year-old Carl Baudet has been charged with 9 counts, including third and fourth degree criminal sexual conduct involving a student, child sexually abusive activity, possession and distribution of sexually explicit materials, and using a computer to commit a crime. Investigators say the case began when the victim's parent reported discovering inappropriate online messages between Baudet and the student. The teacher allegedly admitted to the relationship, resigned from the seminary, and sold his home in Saginaw before moving to Wisconsin, and then was later extradited back to Michigan. Baudet is being held in the Saginaw County Jail on a $1 million bond. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.